Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
on behalf of Krishna Yoga Mumbai and on behalf of the Bhaktivedanta College for Vedic Education, I take great pleasure in welcoming our great Narayani Mataji. It gives me also immense pleasure in introducing her to you. Narayani Mataji was born in 1948. And she joined ISKCON in 1970 in Boston, USA. She is a senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada and got her first initiation in 1970 and her second initiation in 1972. She came to India in 1972 and served for 7 years as Pujari in Sri Sri Radha Govind Mandir at ISKCON Calcutta. So she was in ISKCON Calcutta serving the deities as a Pujari in Calcutta. And later she was here in Jugu for 7 more years. That means from 79 to 86. And she was doing traveling Sankirtan book distribution as well as many other services.
The bookstall in Jiu, in the temple.
In the temple?
Yes.
Okay, bookstall. Mataji party. Till recently it was also Mataji party for some time. Now it has become Prabhuji's party. Keep changing. In 1993, she moved to Vrindavan. And since then, she is teaching in Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, VIHE. She teaches Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhava courses there. She is also a writer and written Srimad Bhagavad Gita at a glance and Srimad Bhagavatam at a glance. She has published a series on her first work, that is Bhagavad Gita Interactive. I think the CD is available.
Yes, we'll show it at the end of the class today.
Yeah.
And then they can take it
to the CD. So the CD is available, those who are interested can have a look at it and take it for themselves, a copy. She travels around the globe and has given seminars at Mayapur Institute of Higher Education in various places in Europe and other places around the world. So we are very happy to have Narayani Mataji here, and I'm sure that this seminar is going to be very, very helpful for us. Chanting the holy names and take advantage of that and serve us in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left behind him 8 shlokas, shastika. And on the basis of those 8 verses, the Goswamis wrote volumes of books. So starting today, tonight, we are all going on a journey. A journey of self-discovery and a journey of discovering how to get closer to our dearmost friend, Lord Krishna. Where will this journey take place? It will take place in our heart. We will go deep into our heart. And the map for our journey of the different stops or the steps of our journey is Shikshastra. This will be a spiritual journey, the journey of our bhakti lata creeper from the seed in our heart, which grows and grows until it reaches Krishna's lotus feet in Goloka Vrindavan. During this journey, we are hoping to experience some positive transformations. We are hoping to give up some of our caterpillar habits. Everybody knows what is a caterpillar? The small worm. The caterpillar weaves a cocoon around itself. Then his old body transforms into a beautiful butterfly. So Shikshastakam will constantly be there to guide us, not only in the sense of direction that we are going to take, but in the verses, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will teach us, the relevant mood we will need to have to proceed further on the path from Shada to Prema. Because change of attitude, or change of mood, change of mentality means change of heart. And we need change of heart to take us to our next level in the journey from Shada to Prema. So in this seminar, we hope to give you some spiritual tools that you can use not only here, but on a permanent basis in your chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So that even after you leave this seminar and you go back home, you can continue the process of transformation. You can blossom your devotional creeper, nourishing it on its path back to Krishna. So, Shikshastika is sometimes described as being the science of Harinam. It is a science, it's given to us, very simple science given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Each of the prayers of Shikshastika is related to different levels of advancement from Shada to Prema. But throughout all the different stages of progress, the most important process of devotional service is chanting the holy name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said to Sanatana Goswami, Paramatye Sarshastra Nama Sankirtana Nirapadhe Nama Varne Kaye Prema. Of the nine processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. So today we're going to study this one, Chaitadarpana Marjana, the first verse of Shikshastika. And in this verse, we will discover seven treasures of the holy name. And by hearing these seven treasures, our faith will increase. And we will get inspiration to increase our faith by also going shopping in the marketplace of the holy name, which Nityananda Prabhu has opened. So there will be two parts to our class today. First part will be Shikshastika, the seven treasures. Second part, we will be going shopping for the holy name in the marketplace of the holy name. So I'll just briefly describe all the slokas today. Sloka 2 describes Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, and Anartana Vritti. It describes why we cannot take up this chanting, why we have no attraction. It is due to anarthas in our heart, especially abroad. So, Shloka 3, Nishtha. Oh, Krishna, excuse me. My arm has dislocated. So I have to, it has to go back in. Excuse me. Yeah, you take the timer. Sometimes it happens, but it never happened in class before. Sorry about that. Excuse me. It's not going back. I think we have to take a 5-minute break. I need to lie down, actually, so I can go back. No, I can just lie down again. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
I can move the table down because it has a slope. I can sleep on this.
Okay, back.
Came back?
Yeah. Okay, finished. It came back. All right, sorry. I won't move my arm back again. All right, come back. Krishna's mercy. Operation successful.
Maybe if you have to point to this.
Yeah.
You can have it on this.
I will just have somebody point instead of me.
You can have it there, so that you can point, you know, without turning back.
Yeah. Where's the tambura? Okay, we're back. That connection. What to do? Padam, padam, yes, padam, meditation.
But there's danger at every step.
Okay, so you can see this chart. You can point for me, okay? So nishta, chanarati, sunichena is nishta. How to become receptive to Krishna when he comes. And humility is also the qualification to chant the holy name constantly. So for one who is humbler than the blade of grass, the door to the higher levels of chanting, beginning with Ruchi, is opened. So sloka 4, Ruchi. How to rid oneself of deception and detrimental mundane desires. This will describe the mentality we should have in chanting the holy name. Sloka 5, Asakti. The jiva's original spiritual identity. We will discover moods in chanting, and we will explore different moods, especially Srila Prabhupada's mood, his recommendation to chant Hare Krishna like a child crying at his mother. When I came here to Juhu, I think it was the first day, I was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna, chanting my japa, and I was thinking, oh, I'm so unfortunate. I cannot cry for Krishna while I chant. Then I looked out my window and I saw the rain cloud. It was raining. There was only one little cloud. And the rain was coming and I thought, oh, this cloud is better devotee than me. They can cry for Krishna. I cannot cry while I chant. So yes, the cloud is the friend of Krishna in Goloka also. But he doesn't rain on Krishna. He protects Krishna from the rain, from the sun. So then the higher levels of chanting, 6, 7, and 8, bhava, prema, love and separation, and prema, love and meeting. So those will be the higher levels of chanting on the last day. So we would like to experience a spiritual transformation by Lord Chaitanya's most powerful gift, the Holy Name. We talked about the caterpillar going in its cocoon and transforming itself. So we want to transform ourselves. Hopefully tomorrow when we discuss the defenses to the Holy Name, we can get some tools to help ourselves become free from our anarthas, become a butterfly, and fly back to Godhead. So the first verse, we can sing it together. It's up there behind me. Today, we're going to become geologists. Does everybody know what is a geologist? Who can tell me? Yes?
A geologist is the person who studies the earth.
He studies the earth. He studies the interior. So to do that, he has to dig. He's digging. We're going to become geologists today. And we're going to dig into our hearts. So an expert geologist is described in Bhagavatam 7.7.21. He's looking for something, not just studying the earth. You know what an expert geologist looks for? Gold. And Bhagavatam says this, 7.7.21. An expert geologist can understand where there is gold and by various processes can extract it from the gold mine. Similarly, a spiritually advanced person can understand how the soul is within the body, and by cultivating spiritual knowledge, he can get perfection in spiritual life. So we're going to dig for spiritual treasure. Spiritual treasure that will help us achieve our goal of going back to Godhead. In Padma Purana, it is said, Namma Chinmukamani Krishna Sitam Yarakta The holy name is Chintamani. Chintamani means whatever you want, you can get from it. So we will find out what we can get by chanting the holy name. As we keep Krishna's names in our hearts, you can sit actually, I'll call you. Yeah, this will take some time. I'll call you when I meet you, then you can come and do the thing. I'll point with my head instead of my arm. So, won't be any more accidents today. In Adi Purana, it says, Shadayahe nana maratanti mama jantava kesha namasura partha vartate hridaye nama. O Arjuna, listen attentively. When the living entity chants my name, whether out of devotion or indifference, then his name will remain forever in my heart. I will never forget such a soul. So when you're chanting the holy name, Krishna is keeping your name in his heart. It's so wonderful chanting the holy name. So we're going to dig, but when we dig, we're going to find treasures. We're also going to find some obstacles. Some things that are not treasures in our hearts, not just obstacles to seeing Krishna in our heart. And you don't need to come yet, but we'll discuss this later. There's the clouds of anathas and there's ignorance. These two things are found also in our hearts. So, first, Jeta Dharpana Marjanam. Our first discovery is our heart is like a mirror covered with dust of ignorance and anarthas. But the treasure is that when we chant Hare Krishna, we clean off the dust of our heart. So Chaita means heart, Marjana means clean, and Dharpana means mirror. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada says that the heart is like a camera. During the day, we are taking pictures, picture after picture after picture, with the camera of our heart. So, psychologists also know this. We take pictures and we keep them on our database, unconscious state. So millions of lives of pictures are stored in our subconscious. Heart is taking so many pictures, so it becomes covered. What are some examples of pictures we may carry in our heart? Jagannath Rasa, okay, that's very good. We should carry these pictures in our heart. Radharas Vihari, Jagannath Rath Yatra. Yes, very good. Here we have all devotees, only good pictures in the heart. No movies, no cinema, nothing like that. Srila Prabhupada, he used to go on the airplane, and when you fly on the airplane, you see the movies, and it's very disturbing. And every time you see something in the movie, it can create a desire in your heart to be that person. My son sometimes would go and see a movie, and he would tell him. Then he would tell me in the morning. He said, "Last night I dreamt I was the hero, and I was doing so many adventures." But this actually, it can go farther than that. You could have, for every desire you have in your heart, it can create another material body, and you have to come back birth after birth. So that's why it's so bad. The time of death, you see your whole life go in front of you. And if you're attached to a certain movie or cinema, it may stop there. And then you'll end up with that body. So think before you go to the cinema. So we wake up in the morning and we think, what am I going to do today? I'm the star of the show and now I must figure out how everything can be controlled, under control, and I will have my nice day. But no, this is not actually what the devotee, the heart, our heart is meant for the pastimes of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, when he was cleaning Gundicha temple, he showed us how to clean our heart. He would have the devotees sit down in two rows and they were picking up all the dust and dirt and throwing it out. But Lord Chaitanya, he picked up the most dirt of anyone. So what I want to do first, right at the beginning of this prayer, I want you to do a little practice. We're going to chant a little bit of japa. While you're chanting, I want you to imagine that Krishna is in your heart, and while you're chanting, Krishna is there. And I'm going to ask you a question after you finish. So try and do it nicely. Take up your, I hope you all brought your japa mala, because this is a japa workshop. We're going to be doing some chanting in this workshop. Different exercises. So this is our first exercise. Okay? Jai Shri. Krishna in your heart. Now, imagine a TV reporter has come to your heart and he's got his video camera and you're chanting your Hare Krishna and he's going to start shooting the video while you're chanting. You don't have to chant now, but I just want you to tell me what's happening. What is showing on the video while you're chanting Hare Krishna? Who can tell me? Nobody wants to tell. It's okay, we're all friends. Anybody have any ideas? What happens when you're chanting? Yes? Yeah? Gumna?
I got a vague feeling as if there's a lot of water.
Water, huh?
And,
yeah, we'll get to that part.
And then the water is very clean and clear.
Oh, that's good. Well, you were chanting, so it could have been the Maha Mantra, yes. Anyway, it doesn't have to be what you experienced just now, but just in general, when you chant, what is happening? What's going on there when you chant? I can give you a clue. It has something to do with cleaning the heart. The heart is getting clean. How is it being done? Huh?
Thoughts are coming
out, okay. That happens in japa. Sometimes the thoughts come out and you release them and they go away.
Do the brain audit.
What did he say?
Do the brain audit.
Audit?
Auditing.
auditing. Who's auditing?
Nothing minus.
Whatever matter she has. We realize our announcement. Okay, okay. What's that? I don't know.
Whatever we are doing in the whole day, just
it's kind of, okay, when you, whatever you do the whole day, it's coming up.
It is coming up. It will
that's why she'll...
That, everything, whatever we are doing in the whole day, it is giving, remembering. It is not loving to chant a mantra.
Yes.
It is again.
The mind is there. And the mind, so many thoughts are coming out. Okay. So, what did we see happening actually in our heart? Who is making all those thoughts come out? What is actually happening? In Bhagavatam, there's a verse in the first canto. Shinmatam So when you chant Krishna's name, Krishna in the heart is cleaning your heart of all the desires. And that's why sometimes you see the desires coming out. So that's what it means, Chaitadarpana Marjanam. Shukadeva Goswami explains that. Krishna himself will help clean your heart. He will clean the hearts of the honest devotee. Because he's already sitting there. Krishna wants to sit in your heart. But you have to keep your heart clean. And then he will sit there. So Lord Chaitanya showed us how to clean our heart. And we should try to do that when we chant. And when Krishna actually comes and sits, that will be some time from now, it may not be today. Then we should observe a festival and distribute prasadam, Srila Prabhupada says. So the next thing I want to do is to ask for some volunteers to show me how not to chant Hare Krishna. Because sometimes we get into bad habits in our chanting. And especially in this age, there are so many new ways to do it. Before it was not so many ways, but now we have so many gadgets. Would somebody like to show me one way not to chant? We have any? Yeah, would you like to show us? It doesn't mean you do that. It's not that that's what you do. You might have seen others do it. Oh, our Jumbo Vice President is going to show us. How not to chant. This is very special for Jumbo Vice President. For managers. But now we are more advanced. We have the cell phone. Right? Would somebody like to show us how not to chant with the cell phone? I know, all of you have cell phones. So, somebody must have been doing this kind of job, I think. Who has a cell phone?
Everybody.
Okay. So, okay. Would you like to show us?
I don't keep cell
phone. Oh. You are the exception to the rule. Okay. Vyoma has a cell phone, right? Let's see. Oh, you have a cell phone. Okay, wait. He'll do it. Here's his look. Okay. No, I'm supposed to show. No problem.
No, you should show.
Where's my japa now? Oh, the blue, yes, I'm coming right now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. Hare Krishna. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Hare Krishna. You're just not listening. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, when you have, in your time to chant japa, it's good to turn off your cell phone at that time. is good. Pray 16 rounds. During the rest of the day we can understand. But during the morning time, when you chant, it's good. And there's also another type I've seen at the cyber cafe. It's called internet japa. That, you know, it takes a long time to download, especially in Vrindavan. So might as well chant your rounds while you download. But sometimes it's even while you're moving the mouse, you can do it with your left hand and chant with your right hand. And for ladies, there's japa cooking, maybe. Stir with your left hand and chant with your right hand. So these things, during your 16 rounds, it's not so good to do these things. You should try, it's okay to chant while you do these things, but your 16 rounds should be very special. It's good you can chant during the day, and while you're even on the internet, it's okay. But your 16 rounds should be concentrated. And after that, you can do some other extra rounds. Yes?
Even I've seen some people in the Bhagavatam class, they say.
In the Bhagavatam class? Okay, that's pretty hard to do. Well, I guess you have two ears, one for the chanting and one for the also driving, that could be dangerous. The devotees should be careful not to drive with their chanting their job. You can get entangled in the steering wheel, I see in them. So
is it chanting my driving or driving my chanting?
Yes. Okay, so these are the ways not to chant. Okay, yes?
A few people, they're reading scriptures while chanting.
Reading scriptures. It's okay to chant, to read the scripture between rounds. That's the best thing. But while you chant, it's not a good idea. It's better just to, you can do it. In fact, I even study that way because I have to teach Bhagavatam. So I study, I may read a verse and then chant one round, and then I get a lot of realization that way. But during chanting, you should concentrate on the sound vibration of the holy name. So you can come up and show this. Clouds of Anarthas, you have this. This is your first page. Clouds of Anarthas, these are the problems that we face in our hearts. We also have the flip chart up here. You can see there's four kinds, weakness of heart. Where is that? There's weakness of heart and there's four kinds. And you can read that because I won't have time. Envy is a big one. Cheating and finding fault is a big one. And then we have offenses to the holy name, to the Vaishnava, to the form of the Lord, to living entities. We have thirst for material objects, heavenly plans, liberation, mystic power, sense objects. And then ignorance of four kinds, about your identity and Krishna's position, the process, and about unfavorable factors for devotional service. So these are the problems we face in our hearts, and they give birth to six enemies: lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, envy. So this is all in your sheet. However, all the anarthas go far away by performance of Sankirtan. Tomorrow we will concentrate on offenses to the holy name. But for today we are discovering the treasures. So we're going to think positively. Now we got one treasure. We found that if you chant, you can clean the mirror of your heart. Now we dig some more and we find a blazing fire. It's just like in the material world, you're in a log, a piece of wood. Fire on one side, fire on the other side, and you're in the middle. There's people at work, and then people at home sometimes, and then so many disturbances are there. So how to get free? Bhava maha devagni nirmakaram. By chanting Hare Krishna, then the blazing fire is extinguished. And this is, another word for this is mukti, liberation. Great yogis, they go to the Himalayas for this thing. We just chant Hare Krishna. And very easily we get mukti. And Rama Samhita is said, Kandhasuko Charvatsa Samhita Hayorathati Manasa Munikum Paravana Sovyasya Parasri Parichanta Rasve Govinda Madhusha. So this is the level of Namabhas. Only in the second line, we're going to Namabhas already. So everybody has experienced the blazing fire of material existence? Anybody has not suffered in this world? In this room? Nobody is free from suffering. I went to the hospital to get some testing and I saw so many people. One has a bandage here, one in the hand, so much suffering is there. You just have to go to the Bear Road Hospital if you don't see it. And nobody wants this suffering, but it just comes automatically. So there's a blazing fire outside, there's a blazing fire inside our hearts also. Raging in our hearts, lust, anger, greed. So we cannot stop the fire by pouring ghee on it. So we cannot satisfy ourselves by increasing our plans for enjoyment in this world. Only by chanting can we clean the dust and put out the fire. So now this time, when we dig, I want to chant along. First we'll chant, and that will be our digging. Just one Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Good, the fire is out. So now, the third treasure is Shreyakaya Chandikavatarnam. We have a moon over there. And Prabhupada called Mayapur Temple Chandodaya Mandir. It's the temple of the rising moon. And it refers to this verse of Shikshastra, Shreyakaya Chandikavatarnam. So Srila Prabhupada wanted the Harinam Sankirtan movement distributed from Mayapur all over the world. So that is this moonshine. So after the fire comes out, the moon rises. And the moon shines on the lotus of our heart. Our heart is described as a lotus, actually. And when the moon shines on it, then the lotus starts to open. So two analogies are there. One is the moon is gradually waxing. It's the first day, it's like very, very small. Other side. Yeah. See, black and a little bit of green. So the first day, when you get to the level of nishtha, you make it a glimpse of your relationship with Krishna. Then it gets brighter, then asakti, then bhava, and prema is full moon. So simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can get this realization. We can realize who we are. What is our relationship with Krishna? So that's the third treasure of the holy name. Fourth treasure, Vidyavadu Jivanam. Knowledge. Because the Sanskrit word vadhu means bride or wife. When you chant the holy name of Krishna, the Bhakti Devi, she is Krishna's wife, so she comes. Along with her two sons. Dhyana and Parvati. So when you chant, then you will get knowledge. That is the fourth treasure of the holy name. Actually, so many things you'll get. So I want to look on your seminar outline for day one. We have a prayer, which we will sing together. And you will see all the things you can get from the holy name. So I won't do the English translation, because most of you know the Sanskrit is very close to the Hindi. In this verses. First verse I already sang for you, but we'll sing it again. Shatthaya he laya nama vritani mana jantva tisha nama sada parta vakta devi te mahane nama sadusham jnanam nama sadusham vratam nama sadusham jnanam Nanama Sarisha Padam, Nanama Sarisha Tiago, Nanama Sarisha Nama, Nanama Sarisha Punyam, Nanama Sarisha Pati, Namaiva Parama Murti, Namaiva Parama Shanti, Namaiva Parama Kriti. Namaiva Parama Bhakti, Namaiva Parama Mati, Namaiva Parama Priti, Namaiva Parama Smriti, Namaiva Karanam Janto, Namaiva Sapurevacha, Namaiva Parama Rakyam, Namaiva Parama Guru. So you can understand that I think, yes? Because it's very close to Hindi. rasa, all these things. So this is the fourth treasure. You get knowledge. So with knowledge, your blissful life begins. That is the fifth treasure, anandam buddhi vartanam. The ocean of happiness increases. So we have two things. We have material happiness and we have spiritual happiness. What's the difference? We have material world, we have happiness, but there is some problem with this happiness. What is the problem with material happiness? Yes? Temporary.
Chapalasukh.
What else?
It is not
eternal. That's temporary.
It goes on
decreasing. It decreases. Very good. Very good. It decreases. What else? As to the body. Yes. Well, how much pleasure can you get from the body? It's like trying to enjoy having a glove on, putting a glove on your hand or on your tongue, trying to eat an apple. Trying to eat. Yes.
Devotee of Krishna.
Devotee of Krishna. Yes. These are the problems with material happiness. The spiritual happiness is not like that. It's always increasing. Always increasing. So this is the fifth treasure of the holy name. So now, the mirror of our heart is clean, the fire is put out, the moon has risen, we got knowledge, and we understand we're servant of Krishna, everything is clear and bright, and we discover there's an ocean in our heart. The ocean of devotion, nectar of devotion. Another way to see our heart, Srila Prabhupada says, your heart is like a TV. Everybody has TV, right? So you know what a TV is. What's so interesting about that TV? There's something going on there every second. Something's going on. So the same is with our heart. Problem now is the heart of our TV is broken. So you have to bring the repairman to fix the TV of your heart. Actually, there are three repairmen. Anybody knows one of those repairmen? Guru. Sarva Shastra. Very good. Guru Sarva Shastra. They are the repairmen for the TV of our heart. So when we chant, we will make the TV fixed. It will show us broadcast better than the satellite broadcast. Farther away, it will be from Goloka Vrindavan. We'll have the broadcast of Goloka in our hearts coming on. All the time. We'll see Krishna stealing butter. We'll see Krishna running away from Yashoda in fear. We'll see Krishna playing with his friends in Gokarangya. We'll see all these things when the heart is clean. So six, as we dive and we swim in the ocean of devotion, we get the sixth treasure, Pratipadam Pranam Vitas. Nectar is increasing at every step. And we're relishing varieties of seva, satya, vatsalya, maturi, different varieties. And the seventh treasure, we feel refreshed, sarvatma sapanam, just like having a bath. So Lord Chaitanya says, Param vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtanam. So we'll chant one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is the first part of our class is finished. Does anybody have any questions on this part of the class? We're going to have, we'll start the second part shortly. Yes, do you have a question? In this verse. It's not in your papers. You have to see the verse line by line and the translation. You have Shikshastra? Yeah. So you read the translation, it's all there. Line by line. In Shikshastra. First line, cleaning the mirror of the heart. Second line, putting out the fire. Baba Mahadevam Yavarpanam. Third line, Shreya Kaya Chandrika Vitarinam. That's the benediction room. Then Vidyavasa Jivanam, fourth treasure, knowledge. Then Anandam Vivardhanam, that's the fifth treasure, the ocean of bliss. Then Pratipadam Pranamitasvardhanam is the sixth treasure, it's increasing at every step, nectar, you're tasting nectar at every step. And then the seventh treasure, Sarvapasnapanam, you feel refreshed as if taking a bath. So all the treasures are there in the first verse of the Shikshastra. Like my line. Are you ready? Okay, now go to your second page. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to read the translation for us. Oh, any more questions? She had a question, yes?
What about chanting while traveling? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's very good. What else are you going to do while you travel? In the train, in the plane, especially on takeoff and landing. Because, well, there's two reasons why. One reason is you may not make it. And the second reason is that it helps to equalize the pressure on going up and down. It's very good. Instead of chewing the candy, you chant on the airplane.
Even if that's part of the 16 rounds, so that's
okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. But I'm sure you'll concentrate.
Yes.
Most of the times, rather than chanting, they're just counting.
Counting, yes. Counting numbers. So let's see what we can do about that today. In this seminar, we will try to help you to go beyond counting, to come at least to the level of clearing stage, at least understand what it means to chant at Namabhas, the clearing stage of chanting. So we will give you some spiritual tools to help you to counteract inattention, counting, and all these things. Any other questions? So we'll start our second part.
You have a question in the Hindi speaking section? Okay.
He's speaking Hindi or
you understand Hindi?
No.
You tell him the question. Unka bolna hoga tha.
If we chant 15 rounds carefully and after that we chant extra rounds, will we get some benefit?
Oh yes. You'll get so much benefit, especially on Ekadashi. If you chant, you should chant extra rounds on Ekadashi, you'll get double benefit. And Ekadashi, Dharmashtami, Kartik, Krishna, Pushottam, I think, also, every day.
Last day, they can pick up.
All right, last day, you can chant more. Today's last day? Oh. Now it's Pushottam. These days, but yes, you get so much benefit. In fact, it's the more you chant, the better. The more you chant, the better. Yes?
Well, I think, the 16 of seriousness, you chant, the, what is it? When others are chanting, traveling, the folk, very good.
Not so good.
If it is not attentive.
Not attentive, chanting.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be careful about that also. If it's not attentive, it may become a habit. And then when you try to chant your 16 rounds, then you'll chant like you were in the car or you were like that. The other rounds should also be good rounds, too. But it's, what you can do is you can chant without your bead bag while you're doing other things. And so then it won't become so much of a habit if you don't have your bead bag in your hand. If you have your bead bag, then you'll think, oh, whenever I take my bead bag, then it may become distracting. Actually, if you do that. But if you are in the habit of attentive chanting, you may do it during the day also with your bead bag. But it depends. If you can be very serious while you're chanting your 16 rounds, then you can also chant nicely during the day. I guess I have that experience sometimes, that if I'm really very concentrated in the beginning, then even in the daytime when I'm doing something, I can still concentrate. But then I also have the other experience where I get distracted too. So you have to judge for yourself. You have to use your intelligence. Any other questions? Okay, now we are going to begin our second half of the program. And we have a song. We're going to sing along with the video. And I'm going to read the translation before we sing it, so then you know what it is about. The song is Nadia Gojume, Marketplace of the Holy Name. The first verse, Nityananda Mahajan, so mercifully open the marketplace in Nadia Gojuma for the welfare of the suffering souls. In that marketplace only, the Holy Name is traded. Two, what is the price? Sharavanjanahe, those who have faith in the Holy Name and faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru. This is the price, faith. Only those persons are allowed to enter that marketplace. They can buy and sell the Holy Name. Sri Nityananda Prabhu requests the faithful persons, those who have developed faith in the holy name, to come and take it. Sri Nityananda Prabhu says, "This is the order of my Lord, my Prabhu, my Master. Therefore I have come to your doorstep, O brother. I am a beggar. I beg for these alms. Up to the name of Krishna. Do Krishna bhajan. Accept what Krishna has taught us. These are the alms I am begging from you. Chant the holy name without offense. Chant the pure name of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is my mother. Sri Krishna is father. Sri Krishna is wealth and assets. Sri Krishna is the Lord of my heart. Sri Krishna is life and soul. Krishna is everything. Give up all your bad dealings, habits, and behavior, and enter into Krishna samsara. The only relationship is with Sri Krishna. Establish yourself in that relationship. Shower mercy on all the jivas, fiends, and the Sri Krishnas, and completely surrender to the holy name of Sri Krishna. This is the essence of all the dharma." So we want to keep some lights on so they can see your papers. Some light you keep, and not all, and some light turn off. This light, these lights. Yeah, okay, so turn off, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so you can turn, this video is taken in Mayapur. It is the arrival of the Panchatattva in Mayapur. So we will be seeing Panchatattva arriving, and we will be joining along with the devotees, and we'll be singing this song for the pleasure of Panchatattva, and to get in the mood, because after this we're going shopping in the marketplace of the holy name. The old ladies will be happy, especially to go shopping. But this is a spiritual shopping. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah.
today, so everybody has to come tomorrow morning, 10:30. But now we were going to go shopping. You can write over here. So, if we want to go shopping, what do you need to go shopping?
Money.
Okay, money or luxury. What else?
Time.
Yes.
List of items.
List. Shopping list.
Carry
bag. What? Interest to go shopping. Raise your hand. Okay. What? Who said something in the back there? Yes. You know, you have to know where to shop. Okay. What else?
Quality?
Vehicle. Oh. Need a vehicle in Kali Yuga. They used to walk, you know, but now everything's far away. Vehicle, quality, you have to know the quality.
Knowledge.
Knowledge, yes. Knowledge, what do you want to buy? You can write a little bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can see.
Yeah, maybe for us.
I think you have to write it again. Don't erase, just write it down bigger.
Like
it. Well, we need some space management here. Yeah. Capital letters. All caps. There. Okay, anything else? We'll need to go shopping. Oh, yes, of course. Company to go shopping. Friends. You need friends to go shopping with. No fun without friends. Okay.
Guide.
What do you need?
Guide.
Guide. Yes, it's good actually. He's smart. A guide. A guide to go shopping. Especially if you're in a strange new place. You do need a guide.
Shop.
You need the shops. But that comes later. To go shopping, you need some things. Okay, is our list over here? So now you can turn to your next page. You have got I've given you a price list. And the money is faith. So we will look at the items on the list. The first one is the holy name, Nam. So if you want Nam, the cost is Shraddha. That's the first faith. Now for number two, Nam, while you're chanting, you will see Krishna's form. If you want to have this, then you must purchase with Nishtha. Now all your anarthas are finished, and you're on the level of Nishtha, or steadiness. For number three, you can purchase the holy name. While you chant, you will see Krishna's form and qualities. For this, the price is Ruchi. For number four, the holy name which reveals Krishna's form, qualities, and pastimes. When you chant, you will see the pastimes. For that, you need Asakti. Now, I'm seeing some frowns. Okay, for number five, the holy name which reveals Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes, and awakens transcendental emotions in the heart. For that, you need Bhava. And the last one, Nam which reveals Krishna in full with all his potencies and his unrestricted entrance into the ocean of devotion, you need prema. So now look at your items that you want to buy, decide which one you want, and see if you have enough money. No? No, not yet?
I think that here about the crop, not a little.
Oh.
You know, I didn't cross that. We are now
okay, so what? Okay. Okay, that's the next step. Now, what to do about lack of money? Erase that. We have got some suggestion here. What to do about lack of money? What was your suggestion? Credit card. Okay, write down credit card. What to do about lack of money? What else can we do? Borrow. We can borrow, steal, beg. We have some dishonest people here.
That's okay, I've heard worse. What else can we do if we don't have enough money?
Give it for credit the next day.
Give it for credit the next day. How does that work?
Exchange.
Okay, trade. We can trade. Yes, barter. Take a loan. Take a loan. Make friends with rich people.
That's a good suggestion.
Okay, friends with rich people.
Go with friends, rich people.
Okay.
Rich people.
Yeah, go shopping with a rich friend. Yeah, that can be the same. That can be on the same line. What else can we do for lack of money?
What kind?
Work. Okay, work. That's also a good answer. Work hard to make money. Discounts. Look out for discounts and sales. Yep. Very good. What else? You don't want to tell us. What's that?
Look out for gift vouchers.
I don't understand.
Look out for gift vouchers.
Gift vouchers. Oh, that's a new one. No, I never heard that in any of my seminars. Gift vouchers. That's good. They do that in Bombay, huh? Oh, that's where you got the idea. Okay. Anything else we can do?
Worshipping Lakshmi.
Oh, very good. Worshipping Lakshmi. Lakshmi Puja. Yes. We have some. Yeah, that's also a first. Nobody ever said that. We have very creative class here. Very creative ideas. Yeah, a long list. Anything else we can do? Something you haven't thought of, we can save.
You can see your points accumulated on your credit card, your points.
You get points on your credit card. You encash your points on your credit card. Okay? Put that with credit card. Encash your points. Huh?
You can bargain.
Bargain. Okay, yeah, that's it. That's for India. Bargain. In the West, it won't work. Bargain. Okay, anything else? Gambling. That's also a first. Oh my goodness. Now whoever said that is going to have to explain how to do this. Because we're in the marketplace of the holy name. How are you going to gamble in the marketplace of the holy name? What?
Swindle.
Cheating.
No, that's different.
Stealing is, cheating is like, not stealing, it's kind of like stealing. Yes?
You can pawn something.
Pawn something. Pawn. You know, yeah, that's like trading. But it's different, because trade you get something in return, but pawning you just get, you get some money and then you have to pay it back. Don't forget that. You have to pay it back. Whoa, I think I better stop. Only one thing you didn't think of that some more dishonest people have done. Print your own money. We do have people like that in this world. Yes. Class is on. Okay, now what we're going to do, we're going to go through one by one and say, how does this relate to the holy name? Oh, you got another idea.
Window shopping,
okay? Window shopping. Yes, some people are satisfied with window shopping. No doubt. If you don't have money, what can you do? You go and window shop. Okay. Yes. So what's the first thing on the list?
Credit cards.
Credit cards. This is not a good idea. Because you want to do things above your level. You don't have the money, but you want to get the same. So in spiritual life, this may be called sahajiya. that there are many people, they want to get the thing without paying for it, just on credit, and then later I will pay, but that's not such a good idea, credit. And then the points on the credit, I don't know how that's going to work.
You buy more, you get more points.
You
keep spending more.
I see. If you're more on the credit, then you get more points. Wow. Kali Yuga is amazing. Wow. The more in debt you go, the more points you get. Death, disease, and fire should be put out immediately. This is Kali. Okay, what's the next one?
Borrow.
Borrow. Yeah, that's okay. But then you have to pay it back. So how would you borrow the holy name? Yeah, okay, someone has it, he'll let you have it for a while, and then you have to give it back. But that's okay in spiritual life, because the more you give, the more you get. So you can borrow. He will also keep it. No, borrowing is allowed. Okay, and what's next?
Stealing.
Yes? Actually, stealing is allowed in spiritual life. Stealing the name is okay. Because it's something that even if you steal it, the person still has it. He still has the name. So how would you steal the holy name? That is the question.
Hearing,
yes. Yeah, that's right. You can go on Harinam. Go on Harinam. You can steal it that way. You can go to a devotee who likes to chant and steal his mood, steal his name, the way he chants. Hey, what's that?
Beg.
Okay, best. Begging is very good. Begging is nice. What else?
Trade.
What are you going to trade for the holy name? Service. Okay. Very good.
Material benefits.
Material benefits? Well, I don't know if the name will come if you trade for material benefits. Oh, but actually,
yes.
In exchange, yes, Prabhupada says that actually. Prabhupada says in one purport, that's very good, that in exchange for your material things, you should perform the devotional service. Yes, that's good actually. Very good point. Okay, next?
Loan.
We did that, borrow. Yes, we did that.
Rich
friends. Yes. Who are the rich friends? Vaishnavas who like to chant. Okay, so these are actually ways that you should note to get the name. What is another thing?
Work for the money.
Work for the money. Okay, what's the work? Sadhana. Sadhana. Have a nice sadhana, then you can get the holy name. What else?
Window shopping.
Window shopping. Go to the temple and just have darshan. No? Yeah, darshan is also good. That will help. What else?
Go for the discount.
Discount. Okay, what's the discount? When do you get the discount?
Ekadashi.
Kartik is a big, and Purushottam. Purushottam month is a very big discount this month when you chant. Kartik is a very big discount. What are some other discounts?
Ekadashi,
yeah. The Holy Dham. Holy Dham. Jamashtami. Okay, so look out for these special sales on the holy name. Yeah, there's 1,000 times more potency on special days and in the holy dhams. Anything else?
Look for the
gift vouchers. No, maybe a Mahaprasad. It helps to eat before you chant. Have Mahaprasad and be happy. Eat and be happy. And chant to be happy. Yeah, don't chant on an empty stomach, except on special days. Okay?
Worship Lakshmi.
Worship Lakshmi. Okay, as long as Narayan is there, it will work. If you worship Lakshmi with Narayan, then it will be okay. Anything else?
Save.
Okay, saving means to chant without offense. Try to chant without offense. The more you chant without offenses, then you can save, and you will get money when you want to have your ruchi.
Bargaining.
How does that work? Who are you going to bargain with? Your guru or Krishna or? You give me the name and I'll give you. Yes? Something? What? What are you going to give?
Promise that you chant
16 rounds. Okay? You can bargain? Surrender? Yes. You can. Yeah, sometimes devotees bargain with Krishna, actually. I know one devotee who was dying of cancer, and he made a bargain with Krishna, if you save me this time, I will go distribute your books the rest of my life. And he was saved, and he's distributing books the rest of his life. Oh my God. You make bargains sometimes with Krishna. He wasn't ready to leave his body. So we can bargain for the holy name. Also, I've got something here that you didn't think of. Now, counterfeit notes are not good because it means you're doing it your own way. You're not following Guru. So it's not good. And another thing you can do is go to a wholesaler. Someone told me that in one of the workshops. Go to a wholesaler. Get it wholesale, but then you have to distribute if you go to the wholesaler. Now, you cannot, what can you do with all so many things, so many goods? Okay. That's all, thank you, I think. And then the next sheet you can just read for yourself. Oh, you still you want to do more?
Bargain.
Yeah, we did bargaining.
We think
Raghunath Bhakti, yeah, that takes time. I think for that you have to...
That's the shortest bargain.
You have to work hard for that.
Yeah.
You won't get it by bargaining.
You're going to start from
Yeah. So the next page you have the places to go. Where to go shopping. I'm not going to go over that. You can just read it at home because we're a little bit short on time. I will go over the next sheet, which is shopping tips. Tips on cheating salesmen. You have to watch out. Because there are good salesmen and there are cheating salesmen. So who are these cheating salesmen? This is what page? Let's see, what page is this on your
page?
Page 5. Page 5 on your thing. Shopping tips. Number 1. Have no connection with reputed companies. So there may be some people, even my buddies, who are giving holy name. If you hear from a Vaishnava, then it will be like poison. You should not hear, take the holy name from those who are not Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Or the other Sampradayas are okay. All Sampradayas are okay, but all the Vaishnava Sampradayas. Number 2, may sell you the goods, but not give you the manual or guarantee. No guarantee you will go back to Godhead. Only Prabhupada is giving the guarantee. If you chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regular principles, he'll take you back to Godhead. Number 3, may try to pressurize you to buy goods you really can't afford. So then they may say, okay, take Raghunuga right now, today. All you have to do is attend my one class, I'll give you initiation, you chant 4 rounds, and you can have it. There are people like that. And even people who are worse, who say they are Bhagavan, there is one such person who has a place in Vrindavan. He says he's Bhagavan, and he's giving Raghunuga Bhakti, but he's Bhagavan, so it's with him. So it's very bad. So this is a cheating salesman. And they chant Hare Krishna, and they chant all the bhajans, these people. So this is very dangerous. 4, they may try to convince you to take a cheaper brand.
Shortcuts.
Sahajiyas. Concoct their own shortcuts. Don't go to these salesmen. Number 5, they may try to enamor you with their personal charisma and expertise, so you will trust their choice of item. Rasika gurus, who can give you Raghunuga Bhakti. So this is preaching above the level of realization. The person can't even follow the 4 regular principles and he's giving them Raghunuga Bhakti. This is happening. 6, they may try to convince you to buy on credit. So they give you a level of now you don't have qualification. So these are the cheating salesmen. So now we're going to do one exercise. This will be our last exercise and the last thing we do today. We'll be chanting again on our beads. Now, the purpose of this exercise, what I want you to do is to chant perfectly one mantra from Hare to Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Perfectly. Means you hear it, your mind is also chanting, your mind is also hearing, your mind is not going anywhere. You're only one mantra perfectly. When I started my japa reform 10, 15 years ago, this is how I started. And if you can do this for at least 3, 4, 5 minutes, you become in ecstasy. It's very wonderful thing to do. It's very simple, but what it does is it makes your mind concentrate just on the present. You don't think, okay, next mantra, next time, this round, that round. Only what you're chanting right now. One mantra perfectly. And don't worry about the other mantras. And which mantra is that? The one you're doing right now. Okay? So we'll try this exercise. Thank you.
interactive. We have a CD. This is available also, but you can come and take it after. So I have to... You have... What kind of mouse do you have? You have... You have that. Okay, good, good.
No, but it's not working properly.
Not working properly. Okay, so you have the other one, or?
Okay.
So this is a Bhagavad Gita interactive. Srila Prabhupada told the artist that he wanted a picture for every verse of Bhagavad Gita. So in this CD you have a picture for every verse of Bhagavad Gita. You have all the chapters. You can open up the chapters to see the sections, and you can open up each section to see the verses. So it's going to be a book, but I didn't have money to do the book, so I made the CD first. The CD will come with the book. So you can have a look. The CD is available, and you can get it from the literature field. So it's with poetry. There's a poem for each verse. Somebody is singing the poetry. And don't do it, yeah, just put it in and let it go. Is your computer on? For this CD, you have to, you just stick it in your computer and wait 1 minute, because it takes time to load. To direct you what to do with the mouse. That kind of mouse is a little difficult. The sound can be a little lower.
Why don't you get the volume up there? You can take off the music for now.
all the way up to the top where it's been vibing, and just hit that smooth. Yeah, okay, so that'll make it easier. Okay, go to next down there. We'll go to chapter 12. This is the verse, those who worship me, giving up all their activities to me, devoted to me, I am the fifth deliverer. Birth from birth and death. So here we have Krishna and Garuda picking up the devotee. This is the usual picture. But my artist did this in Mayapur. So behind the devotee you have Panchatattva pushing him up from behind. We need the extra push in Kali Yuga to go back to Godhead. Next. This is Paramatma. Next. Chapter 14, three modes of nature. We have our computer while I'm here. Under the modes of nature. This is a familiar sight in this age. Okay, next. Banerjee, chapter 15. Next. Chapter 16. I draw those who are envious and mischief to the lowest. Now, yeah, I'll show you. Okay, go up to the house, home. See the house on top there? Yeah, home. This will take you back to the beginning. So let's go to chapter 3 again, and we'll see how to see. Okay, go to the last section, 36, conquering lust. We'll see the picture for each verse. Hit that once. Okay, so now we'll get the section, conquering lust. Now you have to drag it. No, the picture, drag the picture to the left. Or you can, yeah, you can do it, it's easier to just drag it, put it on the picture. Yeah, you can do that way. Now go left, go the other way. Left, left. Yeah, I have to do it.
Down, down.
No, no, the mouse has to go on the picture. Yeah, now drag it. You know how to drag?
Left.
Drag left. Yeah, there you got it. Okay, that's the easiest way. Or you can scroll. So these are each one verse from go down. Yeah. No, up. Yeah, opposite. Drag it down. Yeah, this mouse is a little difficult. Down, down, down. Yeah, down, down, down. Now go to the left. Go left. On the picture. Yeah, there we go. Okay, there we go. Up, yes, keep going up. Yeah, there we go. Verse 36, Krishna asks, why do we ask sinfully? 37, it is lust only. Go down. Drag. Yeah, now you got it. Okay, 38, the three different analogies of lust, like fire covered, or mirror covered by dust, or embryo in the womb, it's like the tree. Okay, go down more. 39, this is lust in action. 40, we have where is lust? Senses, mind, intelligence. Go to the left. Now you got it. Okay, now he's shooting his arrow. The arrow of knowledge. Now go up. Here we have, drag it. Yeah, there we go. There the senses are the snakes. The mind is there. Intelligence is all under control of the soul. If you shoot with the arrow of knowledge. Go to the left now. You can see lust is running away. In verse 43, he's chanting Hare Krishna with his mridanga and lust is running away. So this is picture for each verse. We'll go to home again. I'll show you another chapter, another example. We'll go to chapter 9. Chapter 9. Go to, 2025. Yeah, that one. Hit once. Click once. Now you got the idea how to drag it. And the left side is the poetry. Okay, here it's dragged up a little bit. Drag it up. Now to the left. Yeah, now Yanti Devata Devam. Between, if you worship demigods, you go to demigods. You worship spirits, you go to the ghost. See, there's a guy worshiping ghosts. And then if you worship me, you go to me, Radha Krishna. And go to the left now. That's verse 25. And 24 is, I am the object of your sacrifice, only enjoyer. Those who deny my spiritual nature, certainly they must fall. Now keep going left. These people are okay, they're worshipping, but now there's somebody here who's not worshipping. He says he is God. Now he's falling. He's falling down into the ocean of birth and death. Then there's, see, that's verse 24, then go up, drag down, yeah. No, other way, go down.
dragged down. Yeah. Now we've got people going up to the heavenly planet in verse 20 and 21, and now they're coming back down, 21, also to the ocean. So there's a picture for each verse. Devotee Ananya Chintayantoma, 22. The devotee is always worshipping. He's reading Bhagavad Gita and he's going to Krishna. They're both going to Krishna. One is reading Gita, one is chanting Hare Rama. Okay. Those who worship the demigods do so. They don't know. Whatever one gives to other gods is really meant for me. Demigods give me all they have, but this one does not see. So here he's offering to Shiva. Shiva is giving it to Krishna. So there's a picture here. You can see. Go to next on the bottom. There's a good picture here in chapter 9, and then I'll show you an interesting picture. Go back one. Yeah, okay, now drag it to the middle. Here we have pure devotional service, Radha Krishna in the middle. Keep going the way you're going. Yeah. Now go down a little bit. Go up. Yeah. There is Patram Pushpam Phalam Toya. Offer me a leaf of flower from the water. Go down. 27. Yat Karoshi Arashnashi. So offer everything to me. They're all offering everything. Rihasta. Go down. This is, I am equal to all. So see, you can see he's part of in the heart of everyone. But for the devotee, I am a friend. And he is in me. Now go left. Keep going. This is all the karma is finished. Shubha, shubha, palayaram. Keep going. And now, this is, keep going. Apiche sriracharo. Now this devotee has forgotten Krishna. I mean, he's not acting, he's having gambling and drinking and all these things, but somehow he can't forget Krishna's feet. Radha Krishna's feet are in his heart. So there's Krishna pulling him back by the sika. Getting him back, and Garuda's helping. So this is verse 30-31. So you can just go through the whole Gita like that with the pictures and see it. And you can use it for preaching or you can use it for your own study. The sections are there. You can just go after. Go back to home and then we'll see. So here all the chapters are there. You can click on any chapter and it will open up first to the sections and then to the verses. Okay? You can take it off. Escape. So children will like that. And students. Yeah, even bigger children, yes. Okay. So we'll see you tomorrow at 10:30. If anybody would like to have a CD, I have it with me and it's coming to see you. Well, she said it was going to be morning because more people want the morning than evening. Yeah, that's what she said. Morning, 10:30. Oh, you're working. Okay, wait a minute. How many people cannot come tomorrow morning? Cannot come in the morning? How many?